heard there's no such thing as a free lunch, but con artists are claiming to offer just that, and their target? Your aging parents. It happens all the time at bogus free lunch seminars springing up across North America. Con artists going after your parents, playing on their fears, and leaving them with nothing but empty promises and broken dreams. So how can you talk to your parents about avoiding this kind of financial fraud? More today in The Alert Investor, brought to you by NASA, the voice of state and provincial securities regulators. You don't need a news bulletin to tell you that your parents may have taught you everything you know, but in their golden years, you may be able to teach them something when it comes to protecting them against senior investment fraud. You should know who's behind that door, talking to your parents on the phone, or on the street, or at lunch. The rising tide of seniors has spawned a new cottage industry honing in on your mom and dad. Salesmen and sometimes outright con artists masquerading as financial specialists with dubious designations. Marketing seminars offering surefire sales pitches to target seniors, often teaching how to pitch high commission investments that are unsuitable given a senior's health or financial snapshot. Some seniors are swindled at heavily advertised free lunch or dinner seminars. And while there's no check for the meal, there's also no disclaimer that these so-called senior specialists aren't licensed to give advice or even sell securities. NASA President Joe Borg.
There are predators out there who will steal that nest egg and leave your parents high and dry. And you could be responsible if you don't help inform and educate them of what's out there. Don't let fear of running out of money. Don't let fear that the grandchildren will not be taken care of. Don't let fear rule how they make their investments.
So how do you bring up the delicate subject of your parents' financial future? First, break the ice by bringing up your own financial concerns. Even listen to a program like this together. Establish a consistent dialogue. Take the time to sit down, emphasize your concern that they have the information they need to make informed decisions about their future. Once you're talking, conversationally review the 5 W's. That's the who, what, when, where, and why. You may be surprised what you both discover. First, who. Who are they talking to? Who is giving them financial advice? Offer to review financial statements together. Is there someone new in their life that seems to be spending a lot of time with them? Second, where. Do they have multiple accounts all over town, or do they have their money in just one location? What's the best avenue to meet their needs? Third, what. Is the information they're getting accurate, and are the products they've invested in suitable for their needs? Fourth, when. Candidly discuss their future. We're all living longer, so your parents need to consider investments that are suitable for their long-term retirement needs. Many popular products, such as variable annuities, garner high commissions for brokers who sell them, information that often gets lost in the fine print of all those forms. Fifth, why. Discuss why your parents may think a particular investment or salesperson are their best options. It's critical to verify before you buy. Underscore their broker or advisor needs to be properly licensed by the state, and the products they're selling must also be registered. Just having a designation doesn't authorize someone to buy or sell securities or give investment advice. Highlight the fact that not everyone has your parents' best interest at heart when giving them that advice. Because of their sizable savings, seniors are often targeted by scammers. They're usually home during the day, and their names could circulate on marketing lists. That means your parents could be repeatedly targeted by phone, mail, even in person, by people out to confuse them, garner their trust, and get their money.
When you sit down with your parents, you're not there to direct. You're not there to control. You are there to inform and educate. Give them the news. There are people out there who will try and scam them out of their life savings. They may be nice. They'll talk to them on the phone. They'll cajole them. But your parents need to talk to you, and you need to talk to your parents about this sensitive subject. In the long run, it'll save them their nest egg and save you a lot of heartbreak.
For more tips on how to prevent your parents from getting ripped off and how to become a more informed investor, check out our Senior Investor Resource Center on our website at nasaa.org. NASA, because every investor deserves protection.